This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's main doctor says in a health update that the medical team treating the president is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came Saturday night from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. He reported that Mr. Trump had been up and around at his medical suite during the day and had been conducting business. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to infection over time. Mr. Trump is expected to remain at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for several more days. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Mr. Trump says he's feeling better and hopes to be back soon. Two Republican members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee have tested positive for the coronavirus. The positive test raised questions about upcoming Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and Utah Senator Mike Lee both said Friday they had tested positive for the virus. Both attended a ceremony for Barrett on September 25th with U.S. President Donald Trump, who had announced Friday that he had tested positive and was later hospitalized at the hospital. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declared the confirmation process was going full steam ahead. Hundreds of Honduran migrants who had entered Guatemala this week without registering are being bused back to their country's border by authorities after running into a large roadblock. Seldom since 2018 had the prospects for a migrant caravan been so discouraging. Guatemala's president saw them as a contagion risk, and Mexico's president speculated that the caravan was a plot to influence U.S. elections. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Two former U.S. health officials tell the AP that Vice President Mike Pence in March directed the nation's top disease control agency to use its emergency powers to effectively seal the borders against immigrants and asylum seekers over the objections of its scientists. Three people with direct knowledge of its situation say that the top Centers for Disease Control and Prevention doctor had refused to comply with the Trump administration's directive. Then Pence ordered CDC Director Robert Redfield to approve the order. So far, it has caused nearly 150,000 children and adults to be expelled from the country. South Africa and India have asked the World Trade Organization to waive some provisions in the international agreements that regulate intellectual property rights to speed up efforts to prevent, treat, and contain the COVID-19 pandemic. The countries argue that without a rapid waiver of some existing safeguards for intellectual property rights, some countries, particularly developing ones, would find it hard to access vaccines or medicines quickly. Activists have warned that any COVID-19 vaccine could be hoarded by rich countries in a race to inoculate their populations first. Poorer countries are not in a position to place large bets on unproven vaccines. Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace-to-power agreement on Saturday aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts, which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August with two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south. After months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan, Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich south seceded in 2011, an economic crisis-fueled protest that led to the overthrow of the veteran President Omar Hassan al-Bashir last year. Sudan's power-sharing government, and again, the rebel groups formalized the agreement on Saturday. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Donald Trump says, and his main doctor says in a health update, that the medical team treating the president is cautiously optimistic, but the doctor also says the president is not yet out of the woods with the COVID-19. The latest assessment came Saturday night from the Navy commander, Dr. Sean Conley. He reports that Mr. Trump has been up and around at his medical suite and has been conducting business. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.